Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That all starts with the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, plus hauling the supplies down into southwest Florida, too, for the Hurricane Ian crowd. And don't forget that our bulk mail haulers are also, well, thanking them for what they're doing, Felix and the gang out there, and our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, and of course our Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers too. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. And joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
We have got, First we've got Colorado on the line, and then we've got a local number here. So let me go over here. Is this Aaron in Colorado?
Yeah, hey, Cap, Denise. Well, first of all, this debt ceiling is a joke. The ceiling is broke. This country is broke. So I'm surprised the morons haven't declared bankruptcy. We got to, the only way we're going to get this country debt-free, stop the spending. But as long as you got the dark side broken down, dumb donkeys and their means and morals, call the rhinos in there, we'll continue, this country will continue slowly head to bankruptcy. Denise, I did not get to see the debates in versus Dr. Oz. Didn't get to see the other debates going on tonight. I'd like to know what you thought about it if you saw the debates. And also I'd like to know, Denise, what do you think about the new prime minister of the U.K.? Because, boy, I thought we had problems, but U.K., I mean, what a big pile of ass. Mm-hmm. Cap, Denise. Have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay, go ahead. The debate first. I saw it.
It was a train wreck. I mean, it was absolutely a train wreck. I mean, this fat, he's got talking points, but he can't explain the motivations behind them. He just repeats them like a very broken. I mean, it.
Yep.
The people in the Democrat Party and the people on his staff, whoever they are, shame on those people for putting him.
Mm-hmm.
Just shame on that. Disappointed in Oz because he appears to be very pro-union, mm-hmm. which I just don't think we need anymore. But anyway, I mean, that whole thing was a train wreck. I take a lot of pity for Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just off.
Okay, we've got Bagham and Bob on the line. So, Bagham and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Kevin. As far as the debt ceiling, I just wanted to point out one thing. With the rise in interest rates, the more interest there will be on the national debt, and that can lead to a spiral of more interest, greater inflation, and it keeps going on from there. The second thing I want to get Denise to comment on, possibly after the break, is that they made a change in Illinois law, which will even handcuff the police even further, and they've even got people predicting anarchy. This law is so bad. All right, that's it, Kevin.
Okay, you know what he's talking about?
The change in the law of January, and some very decent people have all the alarm of what's going to happen there in Illinois. You know, this wife has really spoken about the spending or the debt. You know, they said that this last bill, Reduce Inflation Act, would reduce the debt, but it goes out 10 years. This cat has never said that he's gone to the agency for them to, you know, reduce, you know, 2% of their operating budget. He's never talked about waste, fraud, and abuse. He did anything when it goes to foreign policy and how much money we send offshore. So in this White House cares about it. The other reason that you really need the Republicans in there, they're a whole lot more fiscally responsible.
Well, we could always do what Whitmer was trying to do up there in Michigan. The word got out when she was giving $800 and some odd million worth of tax breaks to China to get them to come in there and take over something.
You know, if we brought just 1% of the businesses from China and or got them out of China, brought them back into our hemisphere, much less into the United States, it would change things dramatically. We don't hear this White House talk about those things either.
No, why would they? It's not to their advantage,
right?
They're
compromised.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We are coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we're going to see if we can find Jeff on the horse and wagon over here. And he's going to take us out to break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. On the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And Geico has been saving people money on their insurance for over 85 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, your local Geico office can also help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. They'll start by covering your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, along with the car or truck that you're driving. And if you really want to save money, bundle in your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with that, and you'll save money. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, or find out how to get a hold of your local agent over there and do it that way, whichever works for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Great day in the neighborhood. We're all dancing around. One of the reasons why is because three Russian judges yesterday handed down a ruling that I'm not surprised with anyway, upholding the WNBA stars, Ms. Griner, 9-year sentence for drug charges. Obviously, they want to trade her for something. What the something is, I don't know. We'll find out when we find out, I guess.
Well, the trade that was suggested by Victor Boot, one of the world's more notorious dealers. So I don't know what that is. They're a great house. You know, they're dealing with it every day. I don't know what that means, but I don't think they're dealing with it at all.
Okay, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line. Go ahead, Mel.
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning.
Now, wait. Hold on. You're chopping up on me. Can you do something different?
Yeah.
No, I can't understand you. You're chopping up, so I'm going to hang up and call me back. That was really bad, whatever that was. Yeah.
Yeah, we got like one.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Maybe it's the atmospherics. You never know. Okay, that's him again. Let me try this again. Okay, good morning, Mel.
Yes, good morning once again.
That's better.
Thank you. What do you make out in regards to Rand Paul's wife investing in Gilead, who's a manufacturer of remdesivir, who is one of the culprits that's caused a lot of death in regards to the Democrats' tool, which I would say the COVID virus happened to be, to help them get to where they are in regards to office and the White House. But I'm just kind of curious. It seems somewhat suspicious in regards to insider trading, maybe, or knowing something that was coming to market and that's involved with the COVID pandemic and the lockdown and everything else. But that was my question.
Okay.
What are you trying to make of it? Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Yep, thank you. Okay, Denise, what do you think? I think it's probably insider trading.
Well, I mean, we can't possibly know if it's going to go up or go down. Remdesivir time. So, I'm not, there may be some kind of a purchase of the company, some kind of a adjustment to the drug. So I can't really say that. Sorry, so I can't help but Mel out. I did not see. But I will tell you, you know, I just don't have a lot of talk from members of government. And that goes those in the House and the Senate that have, you know, changes or any movement companies in their stock at all for that. I mean, it happens over at the it goes way beyond the House and the Senate. It's not all. So, I don't know what'll be happening. So I'm kind of with Mel on that, but
well, when you're dealing with the government, they will always be able to have insider knowledge, insider trading. They can benefit from that. There's nothing that says they can't, although that's been tried and tried and tried to be changed. But so far, they don't want to do it.
Well, I mean, legislation is introduced, and it doesn't get people, a lot of members of government, especially in the House and in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
There's free swimming pools and there's free gyms. They don't have to drive their car. Drivers, offices, you know, any expense. And, you know, there's all these things, all these on top of their set.
Mm-hmm. Now,
up by a long stretch.
I think it's fair to assume that Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, who is one of our allies, one of our good friends who's running for re-election. Israel was asked the other day by a reporter, why are you not, I guess it was the president of Israel, not the new PM, but the president, said, why are you not sending military weapons to the Ukraine? And the comment that came back was, there's a very real concern that weapons sent to the Ukraine could end up in the hands of the Iranians and ultimately be used against the Israelis. Well, I'll buy into that. I agree.
There might be some truth. Anything.
All right. So they could be already sending weapons, and they put it out there that they're not. I will say that they're probably not sending weapons. If for anything else, they're probably sending defense. You know, some technology. You know, they need, Ukraine needs some iron dust, but they could be sending other technologies that they will never admit.
Well, that's true. They're not going to admit to what they're sending. That's absolutely true, because they don't want anybody to know what they're doing.
Correct.
Yep, I get that. Now, we have got our Florida congressman, Matt Waltz, from over in Central Florida, who's saying that if the Republicans take the House, we're going to have a select committee on China. To that, I say, where have they been?
Well, the Republicans haven't been in power.
That's
so,
right.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing that the, you know, the nothing, but we have an entire subcommittee on nothing but China. Not just because of the pandemic, mm-hmm. but because of the Spanish, but because, you know, trade, you know, all kinds of reasons. Absolutely, and at least of which taking over Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Now, Democrats love to point out to Republicans that they're destroying democracy, the Republicans. And yet, when it doesn't work for them, the Democrats will go into the courts or actively partake in some sort of election fraud. Now, the Roe v. Wade decision, which did not outlaw abortion, I'd like to point out, it did not outlaw abortion. It sent it back to the states, which is where it should have been to begin with. And anybody that's done any studying of anything on Roe v. Wade or any of this realizes that the Supreme Court did the right thing in doing what they did. Now, it merely gives the states the opportunity to make their own decision on what they want to do. And, of course, I guess in some states that are Republican states or lean more conservative, especially in the Deep South, there's a cold day in hell where they're going to bring abortion into the works because they either want it for the health of the mother or rape or incest, I guess is what they call it, and that sort of thing. So that's about where that's going to stay, like it or not. All right, well, I don't hear you, but I do hear the music coming up, so I'll have to let you go, and we will talk again tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, here on the radio. So have yourself a great day up there on the mountaintop. All right, everybody, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she does.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Colorado all held debates on Tuesday. The candidates' conversations centered around topics including COVID response and Roe v. Wade. One of the candidates in the Keystone State is a recognizable figure from daytime television, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Texas Senator Ted Cruz feels meeting Americans in their living rooms may be just the ticket.
I think conservatives, we need to do a much better job reaching out to a broader audience. I think we need to be talking to young people and Hispanics and African Americans and suburban moms.
The Department of Energy says heating oil prices will be 27% higher this winter. Stockpiles of the commodity in New England are currently at just a third of normal levels. Wholesalers have begun rationing their supply to prevent panic buying and hoarding. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go over there, find out what they're all about. In the meantime, they're going to tell you themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the way from Tampa. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, that's just outside the city limits of Boston, Massachusetts. Now, in either case, go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check out that website. See what they have to offer and where they're located. And then the phone number to call to ask to take the tour of one or both of the facilities, whatever works for you, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. 2080. Ask to take the tour of either the Clearwater campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus, or both if that's what you want to do, so you can make an educated decision on where you want to go to school and learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. Because in 14 months, you'll be an aviation maintenance tech with carte blanche when it comes to making money and going wherever it is that you want to go to work. Depending on who hires you, you might wind up overseas if that's what you want, making even more money than what I just told you. Or you might wind up with a commercial airliner, airline company here in the United States at one of their hubs repairing aircraft. So, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, the number to call. Now, the United States is going to make full use of its military capabilities, including nuclear, conventional, and missile defense, to defend its allies, Japan and South Korea, so says the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman. She said that yesterday as she warned North Korea against escalating any provocations against either one of those countries. Now, Sherman said that North Korea's repeated firings of ballistic missiles and artillery in recent weeks were provocative military actions. North Korea has described them as practice runs for the full use of tactical nuclear weapons. Well, of course it is. Of course it is. You'd expect nothing different from the people. That's all they're doing. They're on full-time war footing. Full-time war footing. And believe me, that's what they do. They eat, drink, and sleep the opportunity to be able to go up against South Korea and the U.S. and defeat them both. And they think they can. Well, bring it on if that's what you think. I don't think they can. Now, all the soldiers are finally out of the unlivable Fort Bragg barracks. Now, after a process that took almost 2 months longer than officials initially anticipated, all those soldiers have been moved out of the Smoke Bomb Hill barracks at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, according to a Friday statement from the 18th Airborne Corps. And it was really quite a mess. We'll see how soon they either tear it down, do it again, or fix it up completely new. We'll see what it is they're going to do. Now, the safety stand down that has grounded the Navy's fleet of T-45C Goshawk training jets happened after one of the trainers experienced a low-pressure compressor blade failure before takeoff on October the 11th. Officials have now confirmed that that is indeed what happened. Also, a vast trove of biometric data, which provides unprecedented insights into the physical experience of recruits in the 13 weeks of boot camp, is now available, and the Marine Corps is looking at that to find out how they can make things better in their basic training. We'll see. Nothing is supposed to be easy when you go through basic training, but we'll see what happens. Now, military school students are leading the nation in post-pandemic scores. Now, the military school system, which contributed and continued to focus on in-person learning while navigating the worldwide COVID pandemic, now leads the nation in reading and math scores for 4th through 8th graders. These are military schools. Kudos to them. Good job. Now, the Air Force plans to present 350 awards in the coming weeks for conduct above and beyond at Kabul in Afghanistan. More than 100 of the military's most prestigious medals are going to airmen who served in Operation Allies Refuge, which is what it was called. In addition, NATO allies are warning that Russia may, in fact, be getting ready to use a dirty bomb in the Ukraine. And the West sees Moscow as engaged in brinksmanship as it looks for an off-ramp from its faltering invasion. We'll see. That would not be smart on the part of Russia to do that. Now, officials say the U.S. nuclear posture is unchanged despite the Russian dirty bomb claims. And Russia's accusing the Ukraine of planning to detonate a dirty bomb, in particular over near or at the dam in eastern Ukraine, which would create a tremendous problem by flooding everything over there, number one, by getting rid of a water source, number two, which they can't hardly afford to do because that not only supplies power, that dam, but it also supplies drinking water to many areas of the Ukraine. Now, the top U.S. and Russian generals held talks by phone on Monday for the first time since May. That was told to Reuters by a U.S. official. By the way, what does Iran stand to gain from helping Russia in the Ukraine? Well, from Syria to a new strategic balance, Israeli experts are describing concerns over Tehran's new value to Moscow. And when it comes to Moscow and Iran, they seem to be forging a much closer alliance and relationship, which doesn't fare well for Israel. In addition, as Russia ramps up its airstrikes against Ukraine, a new investigation has revealed that remote control killers allegedly programmed Moscow's missile attacks. We'll find out more about that in the weeks to come, as there is an active investigation right now to determine the source of that. And I'm pretty sure they'll find it. I'm pretty sure they'll find it. Now, Elon Musk on Sunday said that SpaceX's satellite internet service Starlink, which provides crucial telecommunication services in the Ukraine, will not be shut off, regardless of whether or not the company receives funding from the U.S. Defense Department. Now, I'm thinking, although I don't know, I'm thinking that the Ukraine has promised to pay for the service if they don't get it any other way they've been getting it. Of course, we'll have to wait and see on that one. All right, don't go anywhere. Captain America will return right after this break with Chris Markowski.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on. Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and before we get to Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street, want you to know that this segment of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership here in Tampa at North Florida Avenue, located right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership right there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, one of the reasons why they get customers from all around the Southeast and up and down the East Coast and out West, too, is because of the You Serve, You Save program. Now, what that means is all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're EMS, whether you're fire, or whether you're police, you get an active discount on the vehicle you're buying, whether it's new or pre-owned. And that also goes for church pastors. Now, I will tell you that if you think that's pretty good, well, it just got better. Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That means tire rotations and oil changes free. Tire rotations and oil changes free on top of the You Serve, You Save policy. So check them out. Go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer, and I'm sure you're going to be a happy camper. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
What's the temperature up there?
Ah,
Yeah, it's been warm out.
What do you call warm?
Well, to get into the 70s almost yesterday, that's pretty warm.
All right, that is warm. Because it's been snowing out to the west of you. I'm not sure that any of that's going to come your way anytime soon, but who knows?
Well, yeah. Again, it'll hit eventually. I mean, it's going to start cooling off later towards the weekend. It's just kind of one of those late fall pops, a little Indian summer action.
Okay, there was a decision made by the New York State Supreme Court yesterday, and I started to get a bunch of calls from this from some of my brothers of the badge up there in the fire department as well as in the EMS, Emergency Medical Service, because a bunch of them were just a decision was made by the New York State Supreme Court telling the city of New York they cannot fire those employees for not getting vaccinated against COVID. The court ordered the city to reinstate all the fired employees, firefighters, EMTs, and to pay them their back pay as well.
Well, it's good to see that there's some pushback and a court case. But again, you're also talking about that one. But you're also talking about DeSantis in Florida pushing back against the vaccination schedule that they wanted to put on for children for
mm-hmm.
school.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, which they want to obviously push away, and I totally agree with that. I think that this is, something that, should be between each individual and their doctor based upon, whatever health issues they have and whether or not, COVID's going to be a threat to them. You're looking at something when it comes to children that it's really not that significant at all when you take a look at the numbers. And, forcing another vaccine upon kids, I'm glad to see there's some pushback there. As far as New York is concerned, we need the EMS workers at this point in time, without a doubt. There's a massive shortage throughout the state. But not to mention, can't even get police officers to work. New York City Police Department is just, running on a skeleton crew.
That's true.
Anymore. So, yeah, it'd be great to get some people back.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And you also have got something very interesting up there between Congressman Lee Zeldin running for governor, the Republican, and the incumbent governor appointed, Kathy Hochul. They are pretty much in a flat-footed tie.
So the polls say, Zeldin took the fight to her yesterday in the debate, without a doubt. Again, but you're in one of those situations where, we live in a state where you don't have many free thinkers when it comes to who they're going to vote for. I mean, back in the day, we were able to elect, Republican mayors here in New York with Giuliani and, George Pataki not too long ago, governor here of the state of New York. I don't know if it's based upon the demographics, if it's possible anymore. It's almost like that the state has turned itself not quite as bad into California.
Well, you got to remember now, you've got the Latinos voting in droves now for the Republicans because of their family values, number one. And number two, at least it's happening down here in Florida as well as up there, because the people that are coming down here from up there are coming down here for that reason. So there you go.
A massive amount of people that are leaving. But, at some point in time, you're going to have to take a look around and see the conditions on the ground and just how bad they are.
Mm-hmm. Now, we obviously have got a lot of things going on. And the Richmond Federal Reserve's 5th District Survey of Manufacturing Activity has just recently come out. And there's all sorts of information, but it looks like as if we're headed for a bout, as they say, of recessionary stagflation. Would you mind explaining that?
Well, stagflation is periods of time where we have negative economic growth and high inflation, and we're already in that. I mean, we've been in that for a while now. I mean, we haven't had positive economic growth the past few quarters, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. So you're basically to say we're in that now.
Uh-huh. Now, back in the early October reading in 2022 was the lowest since May of 2020 when it stood at minus 36. I never heard of such a thing, minus 36.
What was minus 36?
Let's just see. The measure of new orders fell deeper into negative territory. This is talking about the new orders from business in general. The measure fell deeper into negative territory, where it's been every month since May. The October reading of 2022 was the lowest since May of 2020, when it stood at minus 36 in the immediate aftermath of the initial pandemic lockdowns.
It's interesting. I think it probably has to do with, dealing with inventories and bringing in. We talked about that, companies are most certainly at an inventory drawdown. Without a doubt, they want to draw down a lot because there are some concerns about what the situation is going to be on the ground for this Christmas and the fact that they ordered way too much.
Well, it fell this year to minus 10 so far in October from zero in September.
Yeah. Listen, we got a lot of earnings coming out right now. We actually saw yesterday some of the tech numbers come out, and they are weaker, but not unexpectedly weaker. Everybody kind of thought that this was going to be the case, and I think that this, quite frankly, is going to continue for some time. I mean, until the economy turns around and people feel confident once again, I would expect basically more of the same what we're getting right now, especially when it comes to companies and what they're ordering.
Have you been getting gobbled up by turkey?
I know your direction you're heading with this one, and I'm hearing the same thing.
This is bad news for everybody that loves turkey.
Yeah, the prices are going up. Without a doubt, Thanksgiving's gonna be more expensive.
A lot more expensive. Because turkey prices are set to gobble up a bigger part of the family budget this Thanksgiving. Farmers are currently grappling with inflation, drought, the avian flu, which is not good. That's a disease that kills the turkeys. And also, the prices will be driven higher because of that as Thanksgiving approaches. And that's just not nice for anybody that plans on having turkey for Thanksgiving. You might have to have a ham.
Everybody kind of almost expects it at this point in time. It's just how much more. Oh, ham's going to be expensive too, but how much more food is costing everyone? And again, one of the big input costs is getting something from point A to.
I got it solved. Then I know what to have for Thanksgiving. You ready?
Okay.
Grandma's meatloaf.
Grandma's meatloaf. I don't know. I like my turkey because it kind of puts me to sleep.
I do too, but I'm just looking at expense. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there and check it out. Find out all the great things that he's up to. And in the meantime, we're going to go to break and we'll be back at the top of the hour with the news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.